MedStar Washington Hospital Center presents Medical Intel, the inside story of advances in healthcare that can make a difference for you and your family. Here's Melanie Cole.
Hernias can occur when a weak abdominal wall allows a piece of intestine or other tissue to slip through, often creating a noticeable lump. They can either develop slowly or over months or years, or they could develop very suddenly. My guest today is Dr. Evanessa Pardo. She's a general and bariatric surgeon at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Pardo. So what is a hernia? How does it even occur?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show. So a hernia is a defect. That's what we call it, a defect in the muscle layers of the abdominal wall. In simple terms, it's a hole within the muscle layers of the abdominal wall.
If left untreated, are hernias dangerous?
They can be. Left untreated is a general term, I guess. If a hernia is symptomatic, meaning if the person has pain or any other symptoms related to the hernia, that's when we talk about repairing them. Depending on what can go through that defect, and it can be fatty tissue or it could be segments of intestine, then that would tell us a little bit about the urgency at which we would want to repair these hernias. Because there is something called an incarceration, which is when what is going through the hernia gets stuck, like it cannot be pushed back in, be that a piece of intestine or a piece of fatty tissue. And then there is something even worse called strangulation, which means that organ or piece of fatty tissue that's stuck, now it's losing its blood supply, so it's starting to die. And that would be a surgical emergency.
So if somebody notices this little bump, Dr. Pardo, then is that the time to go see a physician? Do you wait to see if it goes away? Do you try and push it back down through? What do you do if you notice it?
So if you notice a lump and it's not tender and there are no changes on the skin, you can always just push it to assess yourself. If you're dealing with something that's kind of going in and out, hernias, for the most part, when you do certain movements that are called Valsalva maneuvers, for instance, coughing, sneezing, straining, you can feel that that lump may become larger or pushed out or even become a little bit tender. If you find these characteristics, it would be cautious to go to the doctor to get the diagnosis confirmed. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get surgery offer. In fact, you can go to your primary care doctor to have this evaluated, and they are going to be able to assess if it is a hernia. If they're in doubt, they can order some testing, or they can send you to a surgeon to better confirm the diagnosis.
Are there some common activities that cause them? We used to hear, oh, well, if you lift that improperly, you might get a hernia or something that's too heavy for you. Are there some things you'd like to let the listeners know that they can do to reduce their risk of hernia?
So there's definitely probably heard a story of a person that exercises a lot, does a lot of heavy lifting, and then they can feel a pop. And those are hernias that occur all of a sudden. And there's no limitation that I would put on a person to not do an activity in order to avoid a hernia. But somebody that does have a hernia may want to be careful when doing such activities like lifting, because then the hernia can become symptomatic, can become incarcerated, or be more and enlarge over time. So it can definitely become problematic. But if you don't have a hernia, I would say definitely don't pass beyond the limits, your own limits, and every person knows, for the most part, what their own limits are.
So when does it require surgery, Dr. Pardo, and what's involved in hernia surgery?
So I recommend surgery when the defect is large enough that even if it's reducible, meaning even if the defect's going through, if it's large enough where a segment of intestine could get stuck, where we talked about incarceration and strangulation, I would recommend to electively repair it before that were to happen. Of course, if it does happen, then you know that's more of an emergency surgery. In surgery terms, elective is always a better way of repairing because everything's more under control. The way that we repair hernias, there are many ways. There are the, we could say old-fashioned, which is what's called open repairs, which equals larger incision. And then there's the more modern repairs, which we call minimally invasive. And that can be laparoscopic or robotic. And that would depend on the availability of the facility where you have that and, the, of course, the skills of the surgeon. Most hernias that need repair will most likely require a mesh implantation. And a mesh is a screen. It's a synthetic material, and what it does is it reinforces the muscle layers where the defect, where the hernia is. So we reduce the chances of the hernia coming back after it's been repaired. So with the advent of mesh, what we've created is a hernia that would have had almost a 50% chance of coming back. Now we've reduced it to 3 to 5% chance of coming back. So I would say that is a conversation that you would have with your surgeon if you do need repair and if you do need mesh.
And you mentioned the chances of it coming back. So depending on the type of repair that you have, the chances of it coming back or coming in a different spot, what do you tell people about those?
So it's very important when healing from the surgery that we limit those activities that cause increased pressure on the abdomen, like lifting, straining, for usually about a time of, a period of 6 weeks. And that is to let the tissues heal and the mesh incorporate and be as strong as it can be in order to proceed with those activities. That will reduce the chances of the hernia coming back. Now, we try to optimize the patients prior to surgery. So people with diabetes, people who are obese, people who are smokers, we try to improve all those things before surgery because that will give you the best result possible.
So wrap it up for us, Dr. Pardo, with your best advice about people that may notice that they have a hernia or who want to avoid one if they possibly can. And what do you tell people every day about hernia, hernia repair, and possible prevention?
So definitely if you've had surgery before, because you can get hernias at incision sites, avoid heavy lifting, especially know your own limits so you don't pass those limits because that's when you're at risk of creating hernias. If you ever notice a lump and you're unsure, go to your primary care doctor and they will be able to identify if it is indeed a hernia. And if they're unsure, they will send you to see a surgeon. Of course, you can always see a surgeon directly to assess the diagnosis. And depending on what is found, then we would have the conversation as far as does it need to be repaired, and if so, which is the best approach for that specific person.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to Medical Intel with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. For more information, you can go to MedStarWashington.org. That's MedStarWashington.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.